In 2019, Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, faced global criticism for allowing increased deforestation in the Amazon rainforest to help boost economic development. Meanwhile, China's rapid industrialization over the past few decades has lifted millions out of poverty, but at a severe environmental cost. These real-world scenarios highlight a crucial dilemma facing many developing nations. Should their right to economic growth take precedence over environmental protection? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is a lesser developed nation's right to develop ought to take priority over its obligation to protect the environment, and comes from the global category in our full-size Essentials Collection deck. Let's dig in. This debate has roots in the 1992 Rio Earth Summit, where the concept of common but differentiated responsibilities was introduced. This principle acknowledges that all nations have a responsibility to address global environmental issues, but developed countries should bear a greater burden due to their historical contributions to problems like climate change. Today, according to the World Bank, about 84% of the world's population lives in developing countries. These nations often face the dual challenge of improving living standards for their citizens while also having to address environmental concerns. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, adopted in 2015, aim to balance economic, social, and environmental sustainability. It's crucial to discuss this because the decisions made by developing nations about their growth strategies have global implications. The International Energy Agency reports that developing countries are expected to account for the majority of growth in energy demand and carbon emissions in the next coming decades. Now, let's debate. Agree. A lesser developed nation's right to develop ought to take priority over its obligation to protect the environment. 1. Economic development is crucial for improving quality of life. China's rapid industrialization, despite its environmental costs, has lifted over 800 million people out of poverty since 1978, according to the World Bank. 2. Developed nations industrialized without environmental restrictions, so it's unfair to impose them on developing countries now. The United States, for example, was the world's largest carbon emitter for much of the 20th century as it industrialized. 3. Once a certain level of development is reached, countries can better afford to invest in environmental protection. The environmental Kuznets curve theory suggests that as per capita income increases, emission levels first rise, but then fall as societies can afford cleaner technologies. Disagree. A lesser developed nation's right to develop ought to not take priority over its obligation to protect the environment. Environmental protection should be the priority. 1. Environmental damage can have severe long-term consequences that outweigh short-term economic gains. The Aral Sea in Central Asia, once the world's fourth largest lake, has nearly disappeared due to Soviet-era irrigation projects, devastating local economies and ecosystems. 2. Climate change disproportionately affects developing nations. The World Bank estimates that climate change could push an additional 100 million people into poverty by 2030, primarily in developing countries. 3. Sustainable development is possible and often more beneficial in the long run. Costa Rica, for example, has achieved growth in its citizens' development while preserving 25% of its land as protected areas and generating 99% of its electricity from renewable sources in 2021. Now, let's explore some rebuttals. For the first agree point about economic development improving quality of life, a rebuttal might go, while economic growth can improve living standards, it doesn't necessarily lead to better quality of life if it comes at the cost of severe environmental degradation. In China, for instance, air pollution contributed to 1.24 million premature deaths in 2017, according to a study in the Lancet Planetary Health. For the third disagree point about sustainable development, you could argue, while Costa Rica's model is admirable, It may not be repeatable for larger, more populous nations with different resources. India, for example, faces immense challenges in balancing the energy needs of its 1.4 billion people with environmental concerns. To sum it up, the debate over prioritizing development or environmental protection in lesser developed nations touches on issues of global equity, long-term sustainability, and the complex relationship between economic growth and environmental health. There are valid points on both sides, highlighting the need for nuanced and context-specific approaches to development. Some steps are being taken to address this dilemma. The Paris Agreement on Climate Change includes provisions for financial assistance from developed to developing countries for both mitigation and adaptation efforts. Initiatives like the Green Climate Fund aim to support low-emission and climate-resilient development in developing countries. Curious to dig in further into this topic? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, the agree side gets to set the stage and define the debate. This means they have the opportunity to outline the terms, context, and interpretation, making every discussion unique and engaging. Here are a few thought-provoking ways agree could shape the conversation. 1. A lesser developed nation's right to build a strong military should take priority over environmental protection. How does prioritizing military development over environmental protection impact national security and stability in lesser developed nations? What are the benefits of focusing on building military strength to ensure a nation's sovereignty and defense? 2. A lesser developed nation's right to develop should be balanced with sustainable practices. Can development and environmental protection coexist? How can lesser developed nations pursue economic growth while implementing sustainable practices to protect their environment? 3. A lesser developed nation's right to develop in the short term should outweigh its environmental obligations. How do short-term developmental needs, such as immediate infrastructure improvements and economic growth, justify prioritizing development over environmental protection? What are the trade-offs between addressing urgent developmental needs and long-term environmental sustainability? Exploring these perspectives can provide a nuanced understanding of the trade-offs between development and environmental stewardship. If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can even save 10% right now by using code PODCAST10 on our website, dinnertabledebates.com. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at dinnertabledebates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.